The clock on the wall ticked with a steady beat. Robert adjusted his glasses to see the tiny cursor. He was adding a scene to the Robin Hood virus. It was book 17 in his long life of work. Many walked in with a stack of local newspapers. "The gossip columns have finally stopped," she said. "We are no longer news, and it feels like a gift." Robert looked at the 6x9 dimensions on his screen. "Being invisible is the only way to be free, Min." He typed a line about a firewall that held fast. It was a metaphor for the life they lived. Virginia stopped by with a box of surgical masks. "The hospital is quiet, and I am going to nap." She collapsed on the sofa in her wrinkled scrubs. Dorothy followed her in, shushing the front door. "I have 30 tests to grade before tomorrow." She sat at the counter and opened her red pen. The house was a hive of quiet, productive bees. There were no lawyers and no banks calling today. Shirley was in the corner finishing a new banner. She used Photoshop to blend the colors. The Boom Lake logo was the heart of the design. "I want the brand to be simple and raw," she said. Robert watched his girl manipulate the pixels. "It looks like the truth, Shirley," he told her. Barbara called in with a report on the sales. "The folding container book is a hit in Texas. Many started the grill for the evening feast. The smell of the Mexican rub was thick and spicy. It was the scent of a family that had survived. They ate together in the soft, fading twilight." Robert looked at his four daughters and his wife. They were the only empire he ever really needed. The radical honesty had saved them from the dark. The jewels were gone, but the spark was still there. Every line he wrote was a prayer for the future. The saga was no longer about the fall of a man. It was about the rise of a family that stood tall. The California air was very dry and very clear tonight. Robert finished the last paragraph of the chapter. He felt the peace of a man with a clean heart. The debt was a memory. The work was the life. The towers were home, and they were finally real.